M6 recording length 11 minutes and 42 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 6 Open Cluster M6, NGC 6405, Type E, in Scorpius Butterfly Cluster M6.jpg, Right Ascension 17, 40.1, H colon M, Declination, 32, 13, Deg colon M, Distance 1.6, Cli, Visual Brightness 4.2, Mag, Apparent Dimension 25.0, Arc Min, Discovered by Hondrina before 1654. Open Cluster Messier 6, Million 6, NGC 6405, is described by Burnham as a charming group whose arrangement suggests the outline of a butterfly with open wings. Burnham proposes that Ptolemy's mentioning of its apparent neighbor, M7th, may include M6. However, this proposition is speculative and improbable. The next and first certain reported observer was Giovanni Battista Hondrina, who has seen it before 1654. But Hondrina's records did not become generally known before the 1980s. Thus, Philippe Lois de Chasseau independently rediscovered it in 1745-46, and was the first to recognize it as a very fine star cluster. Abbé Lacaille included it in his catalogue of 1751-52 as La Gaiidi.12. And Charles Messier eventually catalogued it on May 23, 1764. Aquatinquist, in 1959, has identified about 80 cluster members in M6, spread over a region about 54 arcmin in diameter. The main portion of the cluster fills a field of about 25 angular diameter. The distance of M6 was estimated by ROHLFSET.AL at about 2,000 light-years. A value also given by Malaz/Krimerand in the Sky Catalog 2000.0, but Burnham reports that newer studies have shown that due to adsorption effects, the true distance may be smaller, and cites values of 1300 to 1470 light-years. Kenneth Glenn Jones has 1304. More modern values are given by Archinal/Hynes and Webb as 1584 and 1588 light-years, respectively. We adopt an approximate value of 1,600 light-years here. Given this distance, the apparent diameter of this star cluster of 25 corresponds to a linear extension of some 12 light-years, with extensions covering a space of about 25 light-years. Wattingquist's 54. The average density has been estimated at 0.6 star per cubic parsec. M6's age has been estimated at 100 million years according to Burnham, 51 million years according to the Sky Catalog 2000.0, and 95 million years according to Webda. Modern sources agree about the total visual brightness of M6 at about 4.2 magnitudes, while older estimates, done by northern observers, had it notably fainter at about 5.3 mag. The brightest star in this cluster is the variable star BM Scorpii equals HD160371, a yellow or orange supergiant. Spectral type K0K3IMP, a semi-regular variable of type SRD, with its apparent magnitude varying between Mag 5.5 and 7. Its variability makes the total magnitude of the cluster notably varying. This star is the most left of the four bright stars forming the remarkable quadrangle of approximate parallelogram shape in our photo. The hottest stars are blue main sequence stars of spectral type B4B5. Burnham lists the brightest stars of M6 as follows. 1 Mag 6.17, spectral type K0K3, this is BMSCO, 2 Mag 6.76, B8, 3 Mag 7.18, B5, 4 Mag 7.26, B4, 5 Mag 7.27, B8, 6 Mag 7.88, B9. The contrast between the orange giant and the bright blue stars is obvious in color photos of the cluster. C.E.G. the NOAA color image of M6. Trumpler has classified M6 as II. 3. M. While the Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives its Trumpler type as III. 2. P. Gertz and Archinal/Hynes as II. 3. R. Of all Messier objects, M6 is situated at the closest angular distance from the galactic center, which is located in the constellation Sagittarius but very near to the 3. Constellation edge of Sagittarius, Scorpius and Ophiuchus. Messier 6 observations and descriptions discovered by Hondrenu before 1654, independently rediscovered by Dicezo 1745-46, independently rediscovered by Locale on June 16, 1752, Messier, M6, May 23, 1764 6-17 H24 42s, 261 D10, 39, 32 D10, 34, a cluster of small stars between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius, to the naked eye, this cluster seems to form a nebula without stars, but even with the smallest instrument one employs for investigating one sees a cluster of small faint stars. Dom 15, handwritten remark, Locale has it, Membacid for 1771, p. 438, first Messier catalogue. In the same night of May 23 to 24, 1764, I have determined the position of a cluster of small stars between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius, at simple view with the naked eye, this cluster appears to form a nebula without stars, but the slightest instrument which one employs to examine it may as one see that it is nothing but a cluster of small stars, the diameter of which could be 15 arc minutes. I have determined its position during its passage of the meridian. Its right ascension was 261 D10, 39, and its declination 32 D10, 34, southern, p. 455, 1764.May.23, Roth, 261.10.39, Dec, 32.10.34.8, Diom, 0.15. Cluster of small stars between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius, Hodrina, Hii.4, Dicezo, Dicezo number 1, between Scorpius, Ophiuchus, and Sagittarius, there is a very beautiful one cluster, of which the principal stars have this year Ra 260 D52, 30, and southern declination 32 D1, 30, Locale, Locii.12. 17:24:00:32:02:45 peculiar cluster of small stars, disposed in three parallel bands, forming a lozenge of 20 to 25 diameter unhitched with nebulosity. 1763, observed on June 16, 1752, Bode, Bode 39, a cluster of small stars, William Herschel p. 1814 p. 266, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 530. Canwa 6 is a cluster of stars of various sizes containing several lines that seem to be drawing to a center like a forming cluster. Unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 651, 1783, July 30, 20 feet, lowest power. I counted about 50 stars. It contains the greatest variety of magnitudes of any nebula I recollect. The compound eyepiece shows more of them variously than intermixed. 1786, April 30, SW 559, contains several lines that seem to be drawing to a center like a forming cluster. Dunlop, Dun 612, number 612, AR 17:30, SPD 57:47. 1827, right ascension and south polar distance, a cluster of small stars of mixed magnitudes, about 15, diameter, irregular figure. Two observations. John Herschel identified this object with his H3702=GC4323=GC6416, a much less conspicuous, nearby open cluster. Dunlop's position is much closer to that of more prominent M6. Therefore, Glenn Cousins has proposed this identification, which we adopt here. John Herschel, 1847, H3699, H3699=M6, Sweep 478, August 3, 1834, Ra 17 H28m58.6 as, NPD 122D5m52s, 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, chief asterisk 7 meters of a fine L, discrete CL of St. 10.11 m, 1 asterisk is 7 meters, 17.8 fills field, VIII class, chief star of 7th magnitude of a fine, large, discrete cluster of stars of 10th to 11th magnitude, one star is 7 mag, 1 7 to 8 mag, Fields Field, William Herschel's, class VIII coarsely scattered clusters of stars, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4318 equals H 3699 equals M6, Ra 17 H 30 meters 55.8s, NPD 122 D 7 meters 4.9s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, L, IR, LC, Saint 7, 10, 4 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, cluster, large, irregularly round, little compressed, stars of 7th and of 10th magnitude and fainter, drier, and GC 6405, and GC 6405 equals GC 4318 equals H 3699, like II.12, M6, Ra 17 H 30 meters 56s, NPD 122 D 7.1 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, L, IR, LC, Saint 7, 10, equals M6 cluster, large, irregularly round, little compressed, stars of 7th and of 10th magnitude and fainter. Content Karasyev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net, Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.